Now, here on the Mooney Show, where we get loads of emails and texts all the time, we're delighted indeed to receive them. But one of the most interesting came from Aaron Moore from Deirdre Ní Cineda. And you have the story, Terry.
Yes, Deirdre got in touch with us and she said that she had the experience of seeing not one, but three pheasants fly into the gable end wall of her house. So can you imagine?
Very strange, isn't it?
Very strange. Why would a pheasant fly into the wall? Why would two? Why would three do it? So she got in touch with us here in the programme, wanted to know, could we sort it out? So I headed off to meet up with Deirdre.
Well, the first time it ever happened was about a year ago. And I came out of the house and I looked down and I saw a dead pheasant.
Right.
It had actually flown into the gable wall and it was there. It had just landed on the ground and, you know, I was very surprised to see it there.
Was it a cock or a hen?
It was a hen.
Right. And much damage done to it?
No, not at all. There was a mark on the wall,
right.
Obviously where he had crashed into the wall. And, you know, I'd say it was dead for a while. It was, it was kind of late in the afternoon when I'd actually come out myself to find it. But it just surprised me and I was wondering why.
Right. And then it happened a second time.
It happened a second time. About 6 months ago,
right.
I found another pheasant.
In the same spot?
In the same spot. So it's the same wall all the time.
Right.
It's the gable wall of the house. And then about 4 weeks ago, there was another one there. So that's three.
Right. And you're just wondering, is this a coincidence or is there something to it?
Well, I'm just wondering, I suppose I'm interested in some way find out why it might be happening so that I can make sure that it doesn't happen and save a few pheasants at the same time.
Now, are there many pheasants on the islands here?
There's a lot. You'd see them a lot in, I suppose, places kind of down near the shore, hopping kind of over the stone walls. And yeah, I would say, and I suppose it's something, I suppose since I've become aware of them, I notice how many pheasants there actually are.
And are there any foxes in the islands?
No foxes at all. No, no. No. Why would you be asking?
Well, the reason why I'm asking that is because I'm imagining that these pheasants, they're not flying into the wall on purpose. Why would they be flying into the wall? The first thing I'm thinking of is, are they being frightened?
Yeah.
On the ground there, I presume that they're feeding on the ground, is that it?
Yeah, there would be, and there'd be
a lot of grain or that there.
Yes, there would be.
So that a fox or something might come up and startle them, and they'd fly off, and they'd fly into the wall.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I think.
Yeah, there aren't any foxes on the island. There are certainly dogs, but I've often been driving, and, you know, very suddenly a pheasant would come over the wall and, you know, be going across. So very beautiful in flight.
They're not great flyers, as you know. They're heavy birds.
Yeah.
And they do prefer to walk and run on the ground. But if they are startled, they will fly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at the wall too. The wall is very, very white. It's a whitewashed wall.
It's a whitewashed wall, yep.
And when you look at the wall too, and if you look in the background there, you can see the sky. And a cloudy day like today.
Yeah.
Surely a pheasant, if he's taken off in a hurry, might see that wall or really not see the wall because it's camouflaged.
Yeah. Well,
do you see the wall there? I do.
And actually, interestingly enough, on two of the occasions, there was a very, very heavy mist down. And now when the mist comes down, it's impossible to see beyond your nose. So I'm, I suppose, wondering, is that connected to it as well?
I would imagine so. I would imagine they're being startled and they're flying up in a hurry. Something is frightening them, and they're flying, they're hitting the wall because they're not really seeing it. What I would suggest to you is that maybe it's too white, the wall.
Yeah.
If you were to paint it a different colour, or, you know, for instance, in football fields, I think of in Cork, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the goalposts. Haven't they red and white stripes on the goalposts?
Yes.
And I presume that's there so that it makes it easier for the players to see the goalposts when they're shooting. So if you put something distinctive on the wall, either change the colour completely or to put maybe a pattern or design or something on the wall, might make it easier for the birds to see it.
Little sign, pheasants this way. Yeah. Are they, what's their eyesight like? I mean,
not great.
Yeah.
Not great. And they don't fly very far. As a general rule, they'll only fly at most a couple of hundred yards, a couple of hundred metres. But I would imagine it's being frightened, being startled, trying to get away from whatever is frightening them. And then not seeing the wall very, very well, and particularly if it's on a misty day and hitting the wall.
Yeah, no, I'd certainly be interested in looking at what I can do to, you know, to stop it happening. And I was talking to one of the islanders, you know, who, you know, has kind of lived his life here, and he was saying that he thought that possibly the house was on some kind of a flight path for them. Right. Now, I don't know whether that's connected to the mating season or anything like that. You know.
Well, it is coming into the mating season now, but talking about the flight path, I would imagine it's more they're taken off from the ground rather than coming in on a flight path.
Sure, yeah.
So it's taken off in a hurry. That's what I would think is they're hitting the wall with. Mm-hmm. And of course, most pheasants are hand-reared as well, and they're pretty stupid birds.
That would make sense then, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this. You're a dub. What brings you out to the Aran Islands anyway?
Well, the beauty of the place.
It's just so
gorgeous. I think there's a great sense of community here. When I came, I used to come here just to walk on the islands for many, many years. And then I came and I spent time here writing Celtic music, so very much linked to the islands. And now what I do is run retreats in Celtic spirituality. But I've made it my home, feel very much part of the community. And there's just something beautiful about being able to go out your door and just the wildness of the place.
And just to enjoy those sounds and to see those pheasants.
Hopefully to see the live pheasants. As I say, it certainly was something that, you know, was concerning me and kind of saying, well, what can I do? So, do you know, if there's any kind of a sign that I can put up to pheasants and say that way rather than this way, just to give them a longer life, I'd be interested in doing that. So I like the idea of painting it a different colour. Do you know, if that would make a difference, I'd be interested in doing that.
So what you want to do, you want to enjoy the Aran Islands, but you want to enjoy more pheasants, so... Paint the wall.
Long live the pheasants.
Long live the pheasants.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
Sounds absolutely idyllic and beautiful. And that's Deirdre Ní Cineda, who now lives on Inishmore. And if you've ever been to the Aran Islands, you'll appreciate the spirituality, I think, of the place. I just love the Aran Islands.